Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
But I'll tell you, we like to recognize heroes on the Pat McCrory Show. And every Friday we do recognize heroes. And we have a hero with us today.
Yeah, we do. On the WBT hotline is David Jesse. He is with the Charlotte Turkey Trot. And if that sounds familiar, it's because the Charlotte Turkey Trot race has been around Charlotte for 32 years. And I can speak from experience. I've run it.
You've been in the race.
I have. My brother and I used to run it, and now my daughter.
So these
and I
are
run
not
it.
Turkeys racing.
Well, maybe I am, but let's bring on David, because David, I wanted to bring you on because it's a great event, and we want to spotlight it like we do many events. But because of the COVID-19 pandemic, you have to make some adjustments this year. So welcome to the Pat McCrory Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. We appreciate your support.
Absolutely. So the 32nd annual event, tell us what's going to be different this year.
A lot's going to be different because we're not going to be gathering at South Park this year, unfortunately, with the pandemic. So we will go virtual this year. And like you guys said, it's been going on for 32 years. This is the biggest run in North Carolina. Traditionally, we have 9,000 participants. But pivoting like everybody else, will be virtual this year. You can sign up by going to Charlotte.
So wait a minute, how do you do a virtual run? Can I pretend I'm running virtually?
No.
This is how we're going to do it. For $25, You sign up and you get the iconic Turkey Trot shirt, mm-hmm. The 32nd annual shirt. Mm-hmm. We're going to be on the honor system. You're going to get a medal because we're going to believe that you're going to finish it when we give you the shirt.
Oh, no.
You're going to get a race bib.
The Honorable Pat McCrory.
And the thought is that you get together with your buddies, with your family on Thanksgiving morning, and instead of being out at South Park, that you, in your own neighborhood or wherever you want to do it, you get together and you have a healthy walk, run, jog, however you want to do it. We'll actually do a little contest that send a picture in, and we've got different retailers around South Park that have given us gift certificates that we'll give to the best photos, folks to dress up, families, and so on.
What a great idea. I know you had to come up with something original, and I congratulate your organization. Where does the money go to?
So we came on this year, myself, Neil Howard, and Tim Rhodes, who owns the Charlotte Marathon, and we bought it a few months ago, and it's a great event, so we're just trying to upgrade what's already a great event. We're adding Samaritan's Feet, a local Charlotte charity that's actually international, and we've got this cool thing that we're going to do that, first of all of our partners this year, 50% of their investment will go directly to Samaritan's Feet. Samaritan's Feet, with $25, can give a child in need a pair of shoes and socks. And they do it globally, but all of our shoes, everything that we donate, will be in the Charlotte region. And then next year, when we're actually running in person back at South Park, and we've got 10,000 people, we hope to give 2,000 pairs of shoes our goal next year. This year, it'll probably be around 500 pairs of shoes. But at the finish line next year, Bo, if you run it next year, you literally can finish, and we're going to have the opportunity to take the shoes off your feet and donate them right there on top of the other shoes that we're getting. We're going to kind of have this symbolic opportunity to, you know, you run it with your kids, you run it with your friends to show, hey, I'm all in to taking care of kids in our community.
That is great. I can see a future. If I ever run for political office again, I can see a future opponent ad. Pat McCrory pretended to run, took a T-shirt for $25 and put it in his resume. You cannot trust Pat McCrory.
Well, I run it, and I have run it. And CLTTurkeyTrot.com is where you can register now.
You are a hero for the week, and congratulations. That's what a great idea, dealing with very difficult circumstances, and it's for a good cause.
Hey, David Jesse with the Turkey Trot, Charlotte Turkey Trot. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Great job. They had to come up with something.
Well, you know what the great thing about that race is? One of the reasons why I love to run it is because you're going to go and you're going to eat on Thanksgiving Day, right? And you're going to feel guilty about eating so much. Well, when you run in the morning, then you don't feel as guilty.
I love this idea about the race, too.
Yeah. That's right.
Bo Thompson, not a runner. I've got real bad knees, so I'm not a runner. But I was hoping this would be an opportunity for me to pretend I was a runner, but that wouldn't be.
The Honorable Pat McCrory.
That means you would have to ask me that question after Thanksgiving and go, did you actually run, Mr. McCrory? And I'd say, I'm grateful for that question.
I'm grateful for your question.
In my mind, it was a great race.
Coming up, the big finish. What a week this has been. And I'm going to have a heck of a weekend doing Meet the Press. I actually, I'm on live at 9. It's played here at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know who I'm on with yet. I'll find out Saturday probably who the other panel members were. But I'll be the lone. I'm sure I'm the lone Republican or conservative on the panel.
You'll be the lone member and probably the eldest, member.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll wear my T-shirt from the turkey run.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on, man.
704-374-3800 if you want to be part of the big finish on the number one radio show in Charlotte right now.
Pat McCrory Show, brought to you today by the number 64.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi.com.